School is wrapping up for students across the state, but not all of them will be done with learning. Many in the education community have talked about the need to make up for some of the lessons that didn't or couldn't happen this past school year because of the disruptions caused by the pandemic. But at the same time, some students and teachers say they just need a break after the year they've had.
I have to reset.
Leon Tynes is one of them. He's a technology and computer science teacher at the Academy of Math and Science Desert Sky Charter School in Phoenix, where he's been for the last 3 years. He's been teaching for 12 years overall. He says he spent a lot of his time this past year helping families figure out the technology they needed so their kids could attend remote school. Tyne says that means he was fielding calls and questions at pretty much all hours of the day and night.
Being a tech teacher and being in these educational spaces, I was doing so much that I normally don't do. Like last summer, you know, my summer was cut short because all of a sudden, you know, we had to make a shift and prepare for the upcoming school year. And I created videos with every single content area for all of our 9 schools.
Tyne says he typically does a lot of work over the summer between teaching and professional development, but he says not this year.
This year has to be a reset. You know, I've been asked to do a lot of things, and I'm just like, no, I need to, you know, go visit my parents. I need to see my nieces, you know, just to kind of decompress and to think about what's upcoming for this school year. If I don't do that, I will not be ready in the fall, and then the students suffer.
What are you hearing from some of your colleagues about whether or not they are up for doing tutoring or summer school this summer?
There's a whole, you know, I'm in this whole Twitterverse with educators, and what's being said is so many people, whether it's like school psychologists or professors that teach people to get into the field of education, they're saying that like this summer is not the summer for, you know, filling gaps or for doing things. Some people are doing enrichment programs, but a lot of people are having problems finding staff. You know, we have families and things that now that we can travel, we have to check on our families, make sure everyone's healthy and safe and doing the things, you know, getting back to some sense of normalcy. There's this big movement about taking the summer off and taking that time to rest, recharge, and to prepare for the next year, because it's still not going to be the same. You know, just because COVID numbers have gone down, it's going to forever transform how we do the school thing.
Are you finding and are you hearing that some number of teachers are taking that advice to use the summer to rest and recharge and maybe not tutor or not teach summer school, give themselves a chance to catch their breath a little bit?
Most of the teachers that I know are literally, they've already got their summer planned as far as like, you know, they're going to be by the pool, they're going to go to a resort. This was a very tough time, and all the teachers that I knew are just super that I know, that I work with, that I collaborate with, you know, across the country, super dedicated. We're super concerned, burning the midnight oil. But they have said since, you know, late last year, you know, when COVID was at its worst in the winter, that they absolutely have to grab their time back for the summer. But I understand the slide. Everyone has the slide because we have the summer slide anyway, but this year is something completely different because I don't know how effective online teaching has been because it's not for every student, especially in the younger grades. So there is a slide, and I've seen some of the data. There is a slide, but we can't, the small period within the summer is not really going to change that. So a lot of school districts that I've been associated with have started to like abandon that concept of trying to catch kids up in the summer.
Are they just planning on assuming that there's going to be some slide maybe through the school year into the summer, and then just work to try to catch the kids back up come the fall?
Absolutely. Like we can do stuff during the year like tutoring. We can, you know, start that day one. At this point, going forward, we've got to be creative in the way that we use our time in school, and maybe like some Saturday programs, some things like that. So I think that we just have to be creative in the way that we strategize, you know, have math clubs and reading clubs based on people's students' different deficiencies. This isn't the first time we've dealt with this issue. And I think that we should not put more pressure on teachers and definitely not students. They need this break. this year was so bizarre for them.
Leon Tynes is a technology and computer science teacher at the Academy of Math and Science Desert Sky Charter School in Phoenix. While he says most of the teachers at his school have their summers planned, there are still going to be classrooms that need educators. Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association, says the decision on whether or not to teach summer school is an individual one for every teacher. He doesn't think there will be a problem finding enough teachers to work, but he understands why some may choose not to. And he says the need for more summer school this year might not be as acute as some originally thought.
I've heard many people remark at how well their students are doing on assessments this year. And we may have underestimated our students and their ability to learn even amid all the distractions and the trauma that they have experienced.
We were really motivated by, number one, parents and parent demand and parent need.
Gabriel Trujillo is superintendent of the Tucson Unified School District. His district is taking a different approach this summer by adding a fifth academic quarter. He says all 86 campuses will be offering summer programs for all students during the entire month of June. Trujillo says in a typical summer, classes are offered at hub schools around the district 4 days a week. But this summer, those classes will be 5 full school days a week. He's calling it an academic recovery opportunity.
There's been a lot of frustration communicated to us by our parents of our district throughout this pandemic, voicing concerns about remote instruction, about their kids falling behind, worries about the next school year and whether or not their kids need to be retained. And then also our own internal data on student achievement and our kids' performance on AZ Merit have indicated a significant level of academic regression. So looking at our own internal data also noted a need for a more comprehensive summer program in advance of the 21-22 school year.
What kind of response have you gotten from teachers who are now basically working an extra month?
I'll be honest with you, Mark. Our teachers are burnt out. They're exhausted mentally, physically, psychologically. It's been a very, very brutal year. Not only that, the own personal psychological energy that was spent keeping their family safe, keeping their kids safe, worrying about their kids. All of that is just built upon itself to create a really, really high stress environment for teachers. Then there's the business of running your classroom via Zoom and never really being trained to do that, being thrown into it. And here we come asking for another month of work. So understandably, they're very, very hesitant to pick up some of these summer assignments. We've done, I think, everything that we can here to incentivize teachers. We recently raised the hourly rate of pay from $25 an hour to $35 to try to entice more teachers to take these assignments. So we are getting our summer school program covered, but it's very, very slow and we still have some vacancies.
Yeah, I was going to ask if that's working in terms of trying to incentivize teachers. I would imagine there are some that no amount of money would take the place of having a little bit of time to rest and recharge.
You're absolutely correct. Those veteran superstar performers that have proven track records of success, not just in the way that they teach or not just by way of their evaluations with principals, but the data that backs it up, the AZ Merit data coming out of their classes across the years. These are veteran teachers of 7 or more years that don't necessarily prioritize the increase in compensation as something they're going to consider in terms of whether or not they're going to pick up a summer school assignment. And these are the folks we do need in summer school, working with the students that are the academically neediest right now. So we haven't had a lot of success with the veteran population. We're seeing a lot of our first year through third year teachers that are at the lower end of the salary schedule and absolutely could benefit from the summer income. And it's not to say that they won't do a nice job for us, but we really do want to match this population of students with our highest performing teachers. And those highest performing teachers are usually those fifth year and beyond folks, 7 year and beyond folks that right now are just in need of a rest.
How optimistic are you that you'll have enough teachers to fill all the classroom spots for the summer school program?
I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic, Mark, but to be realistic, I do think we're going to be in some situations where we're going to have some summer school classes that probably won't have a teacher, and we're going to have to probably close those classes and allow those parents to choose options at other schools. And I know that's not popular because every parent wants to go to their home school. But if school A isn't able to field a teacher to cover that third grade summer school assignment, we're unfortunately going to have to offer those parents a summer school assignment at school B and provide transportation to do that.
So you kind of alluded to this, but I want to ask you more broadly about the idea of how much do you think can be made up from the last year plus in this 1 month of summer school? And how much do you think, you know, in August and beyond, your teachers are going to have to sort of maybe slowly ramp up to where they otherwise normally would have been?
You know, I want to be very clear that 1 month of summer school is not going to address the totality of academic regression issues that we're seeing at all grade levels. It's just simply a head start on the hard work that needs to be done when we're back in August.
Gabriel Trujillo is superintendent of the Tucson Unified School District.